A spokesman for the opposition National League for Democracy, Nyan Nguyen, Monday denied reports in the Burmese media that hundreds of local party leaders had resigned in recent weeks.
They are making pressure on NLE to resign from the league, but some of them are fake because they are not NLE members.
He says in other cases, resignation letters that members have reportedly signed have not been received by the party's national headquarters. In recent weeks, the Burmese media almost daily have been reporting resignations by local NLD officials, who are reported to condemn the party for criticizing the state, maintaining ties to exiles, insurgents, and terrorists, and refusing to participate in developing the country. The reports have led to fears that the junta may be planning to ban the NLD by withdrawing the party's official registration. The party won parliamentary elections in 1990, but was never allowed to take power. More than 100 senior party leaders are currently in prison, and its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been under house arrest since a major crackdown 3 years ago. Spokesman Nyan Nguyen says if the Burmese government wanted to ban the NLD, it could do so any time. He believes the government merely wants to keep the party weak. An independent politician who is a frequent government critic, Nguyen Nang, notes that the campaign against the NLD has been going on for years, but he does not believe the party will be banned.
The SPDC would like to keep NLD as long as possible, at least as a showcase. It needs NLD to present to the world that it has opposition in Burma.
Nevertheless, the reports are causing concern in the region. The special Burma envoy of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Malaysian Foreign Minister Syed Hamid Albar, last week warned that closing the NLD would make it difficult for Burma to claim it is moving toward democracy. The secretary of ASEAN's Interparliamentary Caucus on Burma, Teresa Kok of Malaysia, says that action against the NLD would not diminish its support.
Even if that happened, I believe the NLD members and the people in Burma will still recognize NLD and Aung San Suu Kyi to be their leaders.
She adds that international pressure for political reform in Burma will not decline either. Burma, a member of ASEAN, has been under increasing pressure to move toward multi-party democracy. It has announced a roadmap to democracy and has convened a national convention that is drafting a constitution. But critics note that major political figures, including NLD delegates, have been excluded. They say the process is aimed mainly at legitimizing the military's hold on power. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.